I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. R.J. Mitte is currently starring on one of the greatest shows on TV, Breaking Bad. He plays Walt Jr., son of former chemistry teacher turned meth dealer, Walter, played by Bryan Cranston. The show is one of his first real acting jobs, and from the pilot to his work now, you can see how he's evolved into a really smart actor. He has teenage smartass syndrome down to a science. RJ is also the national spokesman for IMPWD, SAG-AFTRA and Equity's joint program to bring awareness to actors with disabilities. And he's probably always the coolest guy in the room. Listen as he tells the story of how he got the part on Breaking Bad. I guarantee you, you would not do the same thing if you found out you booked a series regular role.
How does it feel to work on one of the best shows on TV?
It's an amazing feeling. Any actors should be lucky to work on any show, and I'm just one of the very few to work on one of the greats. We have an amazing cast. I couldn't have gotten any luckier to work with the amazing actors I do now. And it's just one of the best feelings in the world when you have any role, especially one of these.
How much of you is in Walt Jr.? Because your character's pretty much a smartass in the show. Do the writers take anything from you in your life?
Occasionally a smartass, but not too often. But yeah, we mix it up a little bit. We've added some of my life into the character, with the room, and we changed the room around to more like my room, and here and there, and we're slowly but surely morphing Walt Jr. into a new character.
Yeah. Do you have any sort of at the beginning of the season? Do you and the writers have meetings on where your character is going to go for that year?
We don't really have meetings for that. We talk here and there, and we don't really sit down and talk. It's more like free speech, at dinners and stuff. We go have a dinner at someone's at their house or something like that. We'll talk about it, but it's not really sit down. Are we going to do this and this? Or open, and it's really an open cast.
You work, first of all, it's a fantastic cast you guys got, and you work really well with Bryan. What has he taught you from an acting standpoint?
You really. Not just Bryan, but from everybody, you learn here and there, you learn different things. With this role, I've never really worked on a set, so I've learned all kinds of different ways with the camera angles and certain things here and there, but I can't really per se because you learn so much and then you pick up from your surroundings, so it's kind of like subliminal messaging.
I read where Vince Gilligan said that your acting gets better with every episode. Is it easier for you now, or do you think you've just gotten more comfortable in your surroundings and in front of the camera?
I can't really tell you. I don't watch myself on the show, so it's I walk out of the room every time I get on camera. But I say I've definitely gotten more comfortable under the camera. It's never an easy thing when you first start. When I first started Breaking Bad, I'd never been in front of a camera except for little here and there things, nothing major. So,
do you watch the show? You just walk out when your character's on screen?
Yeah, pretty much. It ends it up for.
How did you go about getting the role?
I auditioned 5 times.
Wow.
I auditioned 4 times in L.A. and then 1 time in Albuquerque. The 1 time in Albuquerque, I was still going against somebody in Albuquerque. So
it was between you and somebody else?
It was. I do not know who. I think I met them in the lobby of the hotel that I auditioned in the conference room. I walked in, I did the audition, I went up to my hotel room, I passed out, and I got a call a couple hours later saying, yeah, the part, pretty much when you start working.
Wow. So what was that feeling like?
I said, this is amazing, but I'll be more surprised in that hour when we get to sleep.
You're like, you woke me up.
Yeah, I was tired. I was I got on a plane ride at 6 in the morning, got there at like 8, went straight to the hotel, did the audition, and went to like hotel room.
Most people would be like up and pacing, waiting for the phone call.
Yeah, I always go, you can't really do that because there's always that one chance, one factor that it may not happen.
Yeah.
So I've always lived by, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Uh-huh. It was in the running, and that's what matters.
You have cerebral palsy, and so does your character, but your character's symptoms are supposed to be worse than yours. Like, you don't even have to use crutches in real life, right?
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
And I read that you kind of had to fight to get the part because of that, because your symptoms were much milder than your character's.
I kind of did. I don't really think... Since I don't really use crutches and my character has more of a stutter, they really wanted someone that really had a severe case of cerebral palsy. So I did my best on trying to go back and remember what I had to overcome and bring that to the character.
So on your hiatus from Breaking Bad, do you look for more work, or you just kind of hang out and take it easy?
I do a little bit of both. You're always looking for more work. I'm relaxing a little bit. Like, I'm going to, tomorrow I'm flying to Philly.
Oh, wow.
To go to prom, so.
Oh, wow, yeah?
Yeah, so it's going to be fun. And then when I get back, I have, I go to D.C. for a conference and stuff like that. So it's work, but it's more meetings and interviews and that kind of work than on camera.
Now, you're also the spokesman for IMPWD. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, it's a tri-union organization with all the guilds to bring awareness with people with disabilities. And that's actually why I'm going to D.C. is for them. I'm doing I don't have all the information, but I'm doing a little seminar with them and interviews and stuff like that for them. But it's to bring awareness with people with disabilities and acting industry to help them get to their auditions If you're in a wheelchair and you can't go up 10 flights of stairs, how are you going to get to your audition?
True.
And it's a lot of audition places have stairs and some people can't access them, so we're just trying to bring awareness to help to make it more easy on everybody to see that everyone can do the part, not just an accessible person. It's just to bring awareness. People with disabilities.
Mm-hmm. So, how does it feel to be a role model, not only to young actors, but to people with disabilities?
It's fun. It's fun. It's definitely a great honor. Not a lot of people get to do what I do, and I like to do my best at bringing awareness to any aspect of the industry and to help whenever I can.
What are your plans for the future? I heard that you want to direct.
I do. I'm trying to get into a little directing, and I want to direct, produce, and do a couple other things. But directing is my main goal right now. I want to get into that.
Do you think you'll get a chance to direct an episode of Breaking Bad?
I would hope so. That'd be pretty amazing. You never know, anything could happen with Breaking Bad.
That is true. I mean, it's such a great show, and the thing I like about it is, you absolutely don't know what's going to happen on the show.
Yeah, that's what I love so much about it. It's so crazy, because with the show, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And it's a surprise every time you read the script.
Yeah, so. Yeah. It's just such a perfect show. What advice would you give to upcoming actors, especially performers with disabilities?
Best advice you should ever take is just don't give up on what you want. And I always say, no one's going to hand you your part. You have to take it and make it yours. So just keep going and don't dwell on other auditions. It's once you leave that auditioning room, you move on to the next.
Can you tell us what's going to happen to your character in the final couple episodes?
It's going to get pretty rough for the whole family. As you can already see, the stress between Walt Jr. and Hank is already getting pretty bad. If you saw in the last week's episode. So, like I said a little minute ago, anything can happen. And just tune in and watch, and it's going to get crazy.
When you get the script for the newest episode, what do you do? How do you go about and figure out what you're going to do for each scene?
When I get a script, I find the best way for me. Everybody has their own different rituals and everything. I find the best way is I read it really fast, and then I have someone else read it to me so I can hear it vocally in my head. And I go through that, and then I come out and dissect every scene and see, well, how should and how would my character play that part, and what I think the director would want for that scene.
Yeah.
And I go from there and just try to figure out how and what's the right way to portray that role for that day.
Thanks, RJ, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to DailyActor.com for more interviews, columns, and news. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.